We've got Owatonna Mayor Tom Koontz, phone Mike Johnson, Emergency Management, Owatonna City Administrator Chris Busey, and from Steele County and Dodge County Public Health, Amy Karen. Tom, I think I'll turn it over to you, and Tom Koontz, tell us an update here, please.
Well, I thank you very, very much. You know, I think it's important that we do as many of these as we can to inform the public of what's going on. I know that all of us have been getting calls one direction or the other, trying to find out more information. So we will try to do more of these, but for now, we got us four on the phone, and I think that I will turn it over to Chris if she wants to get a little bit of a city update, and then we'll talk to Mike and Amy on the county and emergency management. Chris?
Yes, thank you, Tom. Well, first of all, I want to say I just want the citizens of Owatonna to be assured that your government will continue to maintain all essential services during this difficult time. Just to let you know, I know we've had some questions about how are we delivering those services. We're doing everything either over the phone or through email. For example, our building inspections department remains open for business. We do as much as we can over the phone or email. We may have to change in the future how we deliver the inspection services via FaceTime or video, but at this time, we're still able to deliver those very important services and keep development projects going forward. From the police department, just a note from the chief, we want to keep our emergency responders healthy so they can respond to your emergencies to help us with that. Our officers are making more phone contacts. Normally, you might have an in-person kind of response, but during this pandemic, you'll get the same level of service. It just may be delivered in a different method so that we can practice social distancing in an effort to keep our officers healthy and able to respond. Mark Blondo at the library wanted me to let everyone know we are doing online story times to help folks with kids at home, and that the public access channel will continue to air church services. I know that's important for many. Our public works department is still working, patching potholes and sweeping as the weather allows. And then the rest of our departments are either working remotely or coming into the office and practicing that safe social distance. But we are keeping our essential services going and delivering for the citizens. So that would be it for me.
Fred, just one comment I'm making for the wastewater treatment plant. They're hoping that only toilet paper gets flushed down.
Yes, very good point. I know that there's been concerns about folks not able to get toilet paper and using Kleenex and paper towels and different things. Please, please don't do that. It will clog up the pipes and cause backups and just a huge mess that we don't need at this time.
Okay, thank you, Chris. Amy, can you give us an update on where we are with the public health nurse?
Sure. So this is Amy Karen. We have 235 confirmed cases of COVID-19 in Minnesota. Unfortunately, we have had to report our first death in Minnesota of a person in their 80s. There's been 7 people hospitalized. 5 of those are still hospitalized, with a few of those in critical condition. As far as the southeast region goes, we are the second highest region of the state with the highest rate of confirmed cases, only second to the metro area. So here in Steele County, starting on Friday, we started to get confirmed cases. Our first 2 confirmed cases here in Steele County were people in their 40s and 50s. Those 2 individuals had some travel outside of the state. Our most recent patient that was confirmed is in their 20s. They did not have any known exposure to a confirmed case of somebody that had been overseas. So this causes a little more concern for us in the public health world and for our citizens that we call this a community spread case, which means the virus is amongst us in our communities, and it is able to spread without having a case come from overseas. So my message, I think, today would really be we still have a chance to slow the spread of this disease. And the reason we're trying to flatten that curve right now is to help out our healthcare providers so that they don't become overwhelmed in our hospitals and clinics with ill people. Also, we're trying to slow the spread for less deaths in our communities. So as you know, now's the time to really take this seriously. I did come on about a week ago and put a release out there that we really need to heed the warnings of staying away from each other 6 feet, keeping that 6 foot distance between people. Because largely what we know about this virus is that it spreads through droplets, either coughing or talking in close contact with people. So that 6 foot distance is key. Staying out of groups of people is also key. We also have kind of some newer guidelines this last week from the Minnesota Department of Health and CDC. They're now asking that if anybody has any kind of respiratory disease, such as fever, coughing, muscle aches, sore throat, headache, we ask that you please, please stay home from work for at least 7 days and for 3 days with no fever or improvement of the respiratory system, whichever is longer. So we're really asking people to do this. And I say, I hear a lot from people that are, you know, with younger people that are saying, well, I'll probably get this and I'll get mild symptoms. That's probably true in most cases. However, we really got to think about our neighbors, our family members, those that are in those high-risk groups, the vulnerable population, those people that have autoimmune diseases or are immune compromised or have COPD or asthma or diabetes. So we're really trying to protect those in our community. And I just want to say I was really happy to hear, and I've observed it myself within our communities, that I do honestly think people are heeding those warnings and collectively coming together to help all of us stay healthy and safe in our communities.
Maybe you made a comment earlier when we were just listening. We have received a little bit of money from the state.
Yes, we have. So that's really great because, as you can imagine, we've been spending a lot of staff time on this and now spending a few dollars on supplies. So the way this works is when we have a confirmed case, those people and their household members are quarantined to their home for 2 weeks. If they should need any essential services, such as food or medication, and don't have anybody to drop those off for them at their doorstep, then public health comes in and does that for them. So much of my day-to-day, I've been doing that very thing, finding medication and some supplies that people need that are quarantined over in Dodge County. So we are really happy that the federal government had dispersed some money to our states to have it trickle down to local public health to help us with these efforts.
Do you need any volunteers?
At this point, we do not at this point. However, we certainly will put a call out there if that should be the case. I have heard, and I don't know any specific churches, but I have heard some of the churches kind of getting together and doing some things. And I'm happy to hear that there's some organizations out there making some of those homemade masks out of fabric, which, of course, isn't in an ideal situation for our healthcare workers or for us, really would be the N95, but those will be really useful if we run out of our supplies. So just want to say thank you to all the people that have come forth and helped out or asked to help out.
Catch you off guard here, but if there's a phone number that's the best one to use, what would that be?
They can call our main line at Steele County Public Health. That is 507-444-7650.
Amy, thank you much. Mike?
Yeah, I'm with the emergency management, and we're trying to address two problems, and I appreciate the work of Amy Karen our director for public health. She's doing a really good job. But we have a health crisis that we're dealing with, which is the pandemic. And we're also dealing with an economic crisis. And I'm going to talk about some of the programs that are in place and what we're doing with emergency management. First of all, it's very important that we get a community buy-in. And everybody needs to practice the social distancing. I've heard from several businesses this morning, and they said they're trying to take care of their customers. They're making arrangements. They can do that by social distancing. But there's a concern that there's people in the community that are not taking social distancing seriously. So what I would tell everybody is we're trying to go through and reduce the infections. We need everybody to work on this and take time to talk to others and just enforce that idea of social distancing. Our main role with emergency management is to maintain essential services, and we're able to do that by providing the personal protective equipment that our first responders need, the EMS, the ambulance, fire, law enforcement, and there's others that we're doing. So we are working with the state of Minnesota to make sure that we have enough N95 masks in the personal protective equipment that we need to go through and do that. The county and the city of Owatonna have also declared a state of emergency. This was a declaration that authorizes us to implement our emergency operations plan. We're doing that. We do have a command system working with public health, and we meet regularly to discuss what our issues are and develop incident action plans. We're also tracking finance, because when this is over, we're going to have to go through and try and get reimbursement for some of our costs. And we're using the logistics to find items that we're short on to continue our operations. We also know that this could carry on for a long period of time. We hope our social distancing and our mitigation programs we're putting in place in the community are going to shorten that time, but we need to plan for that in the future. There's a couple of things that happened today. The state of Minnesota, there was a conference call with the governor, and they are doing personal protective equipment acquisitions both for public health, for healthcare providers, and for emergency management, and they're trying to get those distributed throughout our region and to all those people that need it. They also implemented a new system to track donations and volunteers in the state, and they're using that. And one of the things that came out of the governor's program and some of his executive orders, they tried to provide some financial assistance to those businesses that are affected by this crisis. Deed is going to go through and implement some emergency loans, and they're starting to offer Small Business Administration loans online that are there, and you're going to see some other programs come by in the next in the future for everybody. So we're working on some things. We understand that this is really hard on the community, but we really need to work together. We need to practice that social distancing, and we need to make sure that everybody as a community works together, because if we have people that aren't going to do this, we're going to have an increase in infections, and this is going to make it worse for everybody. So I can't emphasize that enough. If you see people, talk about social distancing. Make sure you're doing that at home, and make sure you're doing it with anybody you see that needs to be reminded that we need to do this for this crisis. So that's what we're working on with emergency management.
Thanks, Mike. Roy, do you have any questions for the team here?
One thing that comes to mind, Amy gave a phone number just a couple of minutes ago, and I saw Dr. Bunkers today, and he also said if people feel they need to be tested, they should call, or if they're having health concerns. Who does someone call if they need to determine whether they should go in to see a medical professional?
So this is Amy. We really encourage them, if they have any upper respiratory symptoms, to go ahead and call their healthcare provider, and not to just show up at urgent care or the clinic or the emergency department. That's a clear message from our healthcare providers in the community.
Is there you mentioned that businesses are doing the best to help their customers. Is there any extra call for businesses to close? What are the factories in Owatonna doing? Where do we kind of stand with regard to businesses that are still operating?
Well, things are changing. This is Mike. Things are changing very fast. One of the things I would do is recommend that if you're a business, to go to the CDC website, and they have guidelines for business, and they have for virtually all the different types of organizations in our community, and they also have that information or those guidelines translated, an example, in Somali or Spanish for those communities also to go through and get the information they need. But what I would say is that at this time, they're not promoted or doing a shelter in place. That would be a governor's decision by an executive order. But if this crisis is changing, I could see that that could be possible in the future. But we need to work on our plan today, which is just the social distancing.
Mike mentioned that the governor did some things today with business in mind and the personal protective equipment. Any other reaction to the governor and what he said? Is there anything else that he said today that jumps off the page for any of you?
The governor, during his conference, we also had the Commissioner of Health, Jan Malcolm, and she spoke. And one of the things she said, and I think it's important for everybody to understand, is that she said a soonness is in all your communities. You know, we talk about statistics, but she advised everybody, just assume it's in your community and practice that social distancing, because this is spreading very fast, and we want to make sure we keep people safe.
I guess that's what I have for now, Mr. Mayor and guests.
We will thank you, Amy and Chris and Mike, and thanks, KRFO, for allowing us to do this. I think it's important to get that information out, and we will try and do a follow-up within the next week to do the same thing. It's changing so rapidly, the more information that we receive, it's better to get it out to the public as we can. So, I guess I'll just close with saying that keep this in our prayers. The good Lord's still in charge, and we got to figure out how to survive and come back to normal. Thank you.
All right. Thank you all very much. That's Owatonna Mayor Tom Kuntz, City Administrator Chris Busey, with Public Health Amy Caron, and with the Emergency Management Mike Johnson.
Getting people jobs and finding qualified help for employers is what they do at Specialty Personnel Services.